Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Oh my goodness. It's Friday.
We made it. We did it, everyone.
Friday.
We made it. It is Friday.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
And I keep telling myself that it's Friday over and over again so I don't forget.
Friday. We all have to know that it's Friday. We all have to know. Welcome, everybody. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm holding the microphone in my hands because I'm trying to cherish it right now because it's Friday. And we are so close to it being over. I mean, hi, everybody. Welcome. It's a wonderful day. In fact, honestly, I've been looking forward to this all day because we're going to be enjoying some Schadenfreude today. It's going to be some fun. We're going to be enjoying another person's misery. And somebody had a really bad week. We're going to guess. You're going to guess who it is. You can guess anytime at 844-967-2789. We'll kind of tease it for a couple minutes, and then we'll let you know. But
we'll dive into that story of who had a really, really bad week here in the state of Wisconsin. I will give everybody that little disclaimer. It is in the state of Wisconsin.
And in my joy to remind everybody that it is Friday, I wanted to also highlight that we are broadcasting in a southern swath of Wisconsin. In fact, Luke and I are the epicenters of a nice an oval, a nice oval.
It's a kind of oblong shape, though.
We're both of us are in our own epicenter of the southern swath of Wisconsin.
Correct.
I'm in the Waukesha area, and we're broadcasting on 101 FM the Shaw and 540 AM as well, WAUK. And on your end, you're over in Madison, on your end of the oval, the hockey arena, as it were, the hockey arena southern swath of Wisconsin that we cover. You're on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM.
That is correct.
Always streaming at the Devil Radio app.
Right, and I'm broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios. And, you know, also shout out to our friends out in KGOE. We haven't shouted them out in a little while. So
yeah, I hooked them back up. They have our stream now, and it's all beautiful. I just haven't recognized them since, mostly because the reason why is the same reason why I'm so excited about it being Friday.
Exactly. We're all working for the weekend around here. Making sure that the signal's still.
I exclaimed to Crudy yesterday about, because we were talking about Friday Eve. Yesterday was Friday Eve.
Okay, yeah, correct.
And normally, you know, you look forward to the weekend. Normally people look forward to the weekend. Here, I dread the weekend because that means I have fewer days to get all the things I need to get done before I can't do things again. It's a weird way to look at things, but now I'm getting back to the point where I can start looking forward to the weekend, and I haven't had that feeling for me in a really long time.
I'm glad we're almost getting you there then.
So I'm also looking forward to my mother-in-law's birthday on Saturday, after that, you may see me down in Chicago this weekend.
There you go. Down to our friends south of the border.
Yeah, for at least one night only, I'll be putting a lie to Mayor Lightfoot's claims.
There you go.
Let's move on.
I almost, Brian, I kid you not, decided to go down to Chicago like last minute this evening because the Bucks
are playing
the Bulls.
The Bucks are playing the Bulls,
so I really wanted to go to that game. And
That's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, so not this time, but, you know, hopefully maybe a different time. But
man, every time I went to the United Center, it was for a Blackhawks game.
That's a lot
awesome.
Of fun, too. Yeah.
Hockey is so much better in person.
Oh, hockey is very difficult to watch on television, but it's a lot of fun in person.
I got to watch Mark Messier play. Nice. Dude, I got to watch Mark Messier play, and watching him and watching his eyes just live, like I could see him looking and see the play develop, It was an education in and of itself, and yeah. I had been watching hockey for years. It was awesome. Anyway, sorry.
That's all right.
We're doing like tangents. That's what we're here for.
It's a Friday tangent that we're going down, and you can join us. Share your Friday tangent, 844-967-2789. But before we get to the Schadenfreude, we're going to go and I want to talk about something, Brian, that I did not have on my bingo card.
Oh, yeah. We've already encountered a couple of those.
There's already been a few things that I did not have on my 2022 bingo card.
Flooding in a place that there was no water?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's a weird place. That's a weird thing.
Yep. The big one here, that developing story overnight, Brian, a foreign dictator is using mortar shells and rocket fire to attack a foreign country's nuclear power plants.
Yeah,
I did not have this on my bingo card for 2022.
Fortunately, that shelling has stopped because the Russians now control said power plant.
Yes.
So
I did not know that anybody wanted to try to live through like a Fallout video game, because that's how we get there, folks. That's how we get there.
Well, I mean, it's not like every power plant's like the Death Star, where you hit one trigger and the whole thing just blows up.
Well, apparently the arc reactors. Iron Man thing. No, the reactor cores for this nuclear power plant in Ukraine were pretty well guarded. They're below ground, and the rocket fire did not get to it. And there was a fire at the nuclear power plant, but they put it out. They contained it. So hopefully no radioactivity coming out of there. But why would you start firing bombs on that, Brian?
Bombs and shelling usually... It kind of mimics things like an earthquake, and from what I understand, earthquakes and power plants are not really compatible.
No.
Either way, crisis averted. The
for
Russians
now?
Won
for now.
Either Maybe. Way, I don't know.
I think that tells you the sanity level of where Putin is as a. I mean, everybody with the downfall of Hitler, they all talked about how his military ideas started deteriorating and so he started breaking out, and you could tell that things were unraveling in World War II for the Germans because of how crazy and irrational he got. And that, to me, the events happening in Ukraine yesterday shows that the baseline here is already pretty erratic, because that's not a smart thing to do.
I don't think that it's... I don't really think it is. I just don't... Look, the one thing that Russia has always... Every time you talk about any sort of war or anything, the Russian people will throw their meat shields in front of everybody, and they will throw as many people as they can at the problem until, I mean, honestly.
That's not throwing people at the problem. That's nuking.
Yeah,
that's
they don't
sending
care.
Mortar shells
if
at
they,
a
if,
nuclear
If they can't have it,
plant.
You can't. My point is that it's not out of madness. I don't think it's out of losing your mind. I don't think it's out of a mental illness that this guy has. I mean, obviously the guy has like narcissistic personality disorder, that type of thing, like most, you know, dictators do. You know, I don't think it's like...
Do you talk to a lot of dictators, Brian?
Yeah, well, you know, me and the guys profiling in our spare time, I do some profiling here and there. But you know what I mean? Like
No, I don't talk to a lot of dictators. I don't know what you mean.
The idea that they're the most important thing in the world and that type of thing, I'm just trying to get to the point that this guy, I don't think, is a madman as much as he's willing to use madman tactics.
Okay.
Whatever means necessary. I don't think the point with this guy is you can't hold him to say, well, this isn't the logical thing to do. What is he doing? He's doing whatever he can think of to win. What does winning mean? That's what I'm scared of. That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
And what is the other thing is, this guy with his, I mean, a guy who poses shirtless on a horse and uses that to promote himself, you know, it's not like he didn't do that on purpose. I mean, Putin, if somebody took a picture of Putin that he didn't want out there, all the people who have ever seen it would not have eyes now.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, the guy is not going to back down. Like that, people like that aren't used to saying, "Oh, sorry, my bad." So the concern there is going to be what happens when he doesn't have a way out. Right now, you blow up all of his military. He'll create an entire new one. What are you going to do? Take over Russia? You're proving that he had a point in the first place. You know what I mean? NATO would love to get involved and beat this guy back, but if they don't, they're betraying their own principles of you know, this is where our line is.
Yeah. No, and that's both a
strength and a limitation, you know. It's a classic, you know, hero versus evil bad guy thing. But again, don't think that Putin doesn't think that he's the hero.
Yeah, no, he absolutely believes that he's a hero, and he has the grand belief that he can reunite the Soviet Union back to what it previously was.
At what point, though?
Yeah, and exactly. I don't know, because I don't understand if you're going to rain hell and fire down on the citizens of Ukraine. What are you actually doing to try to engulf them into your empire? So it was some troubling headlines overnight. Luckily, like you said, there was no explosion of the nuclear radiation out of that substation. But, you know, Brian, yesterday we touched on some of the political party machines going on down in Illinois, here in Wisconsin. And we got some other troubling news last night. So some people calling it a win, some people calling it a loss.
The maps of least change!
Some people throwing some temper tantrums that, like, literally, like, 7 pages of dissent and temper tantrum.
If you're going to have a temper tantrum, at least get on the same page with the other temper tantrumies.
No, they decided to have 3 simultaneous temper tantrums that, you know, kind of, they all co-signed onto the other one, so it was kind of just a lot of crying, I guess. They lost and they didn't get what they wanted when they thought that they would get what they wanted. And so we're going to dive into that headline next. So yeah. Some redistricting updates here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. You can join this great show. It is an Effort Friday. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. That number is open to calls and texts. And then Brian, we're going to dive into trolls a little bit too, right?
Yeah, we got to talk about trolls because I had a weekend excursion with some trolls, and we got to talk about how to do it correctly because, you know, there are people that call up here to troll. There are people that text in to troll, and my biggest complaint to them is not that they're trolling. It's just that
they do it poorly.
They do it poorly. You're really bad at it, and the repetition is just got to stop.
Yeah.
But again, when you don't really think about it and you're just repeating somebody else's talking points, what else are you going to do?
Exactly. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We got a big Friday show coming up for you. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back. Listening to